Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Karen. Let's start with the R. Kelly trial. The headline this morning, man testifies he helped hunt down R. Kelly sex tapes for a price. What next?
There's a lot of sleaze going on here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this guy comes in with his sunglasses on and he's under immunity, which means he probably committed a bunch of crimes, including possessing child pornography and extortion. And he's up there testifying that he was paid big bucks to retrieve all of these sex tapes from various places across the country. And, you know, the problem for the prosecution is this guy's kind of a sleazeball. On the other hand, this is a sleazeball that R. Kelly chose to hang around with. So it's quite a show there in federal court.
It sure is, and a lot more to come. Chicago area counties are suing pharmacy chains for allegedly feeding the opioid crisis. What responsibility do the pharmacies have here, Karen?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you think, why would a pharmacy have any liability? The doctor prescribes it, right? The drug is on the market. It's been approved by the FDA. But frankly, the Drug Enforcement Agency considers pharmacists responsible for preventing prescription abuse, just like doctors. And there are state and federal laws that require them to make inquiry if people are refilling prescriptions or they're paying in cash or they're traveling to different locations. There are certain requirements. And it's amazing. There were 3 billion opioid prescriptions filled in an 8-year period in Illinois, which means 244 for every man, woman, and child. So you can see that there is abuse going on and that people are getting huge amounts of prescriptions and it's causing serious problems.
Did you say 3 billion with a B?
3 billion.
Wow.
And if you average that out, it's something like 240 or 250 prescriptions per man, woman, and child in Illinois.
Unbelievable. A ruling is expected today in that Idaho abortion case that could set a precedent. The challengers of the strict abortion law say the state law conflicts with the federal law. Can you explain this, Karen?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a federal law that was passed many years ago that wasn't an abortion law. It basically just said that any hospital or medical facility that is provided at Medicare must give people medical care if they are in emergent need. So if somebody comes in with a life-threatening illness or something, the doctors there have to treat that person regardless of insurance or anything else. Well, the conflict, is the argument goes, is that if a woman comes in and she's got, say, high blood pressure because she's pregnant or she's got issues and a doctor wants to perform an abortion in order to save her life, that conflicts with the already very strict Idaho law. And so, again, it's kind of a creative argument to chip away at the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which, you know, happened a little while ago. But if the judge buys this argument, then I think a lot of other states are going to have a problem with their restrictive abortion laws.
So the ruling the judge will make today will determine whether the near total ban on abortion can take effect in Idaho.
That's right. And I think then with the other states that have the same type of law, those challenges are going to be brought if they haven't been brought already.
Donald Trump's legal team has asked for a special master to go through the Mar-a-Lago evidence and determine if some of that should be returned. What is the strategy that Donald Trump's lawyers have here, Karen?
Well, it's interesting because, first of all, special master is someone they are claiming need to sift through those documents to determine if there's privileged documents that should be kept away from the government. The problem is that those documents were received like 2 weeks ago, so sort of like the toothpaste is out of the tube on that one. They also filed it down in Florida. There was the judge there is a Trump appointee, so instead of filing in Washington where all this warrant stuff is going on, they thought maybe they'd get a better deal there. You know, if you read the thing, it's 27 pages, and most of it is kind of just boasting about, you know, him being president and this how horrible this was for him to have his house searched. I don't know what it is, actually. I think they're just trying to get it away from the judge, and they're trying to have someone else a third party go through the documents who might be a little less biased. That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the Parkland school shooting death penalty case is in its sixth week. Now, what kind of evidence could possibly convince a jury to spare this person of the death penalty?
I don't know, Bob. I mean, you know, there are these aggregating factors, and then there's the mitigating factors. I mean, they're putting on evidence that he has fetal alcohol syndrome, he was born damaged, that he had developmental delays, that he had problems his whole life, and he had parents who didn't really take care of him. The signs were there. He didn't get the help. Again, how is that going to balance with the idea that 17 young people were slaughtered, and this jury is seeing, the jury got to go to the school and see where there are still blood stains from this horrible situation. I don't know how he's going to win this case. I just don't.
We'll see what happens soon. Karen Cotty, and more to come on the radio here. Karen's show is on Sunday afternoon from 3 until 5. Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great rest of your week.
You too.